Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 21:22. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. In this proverb, as in many proverbs, God provides us a word picture to help us with our learning. He wants us to picture a wise man who scales the wall of a city. He wants us to see that this man who climbs the walls is able to reveal them for what they are. The walls have been built for men to shelter themselves behind and thus to be protected from danger. The walls are to provide security for the people of the city. That is why people build walls. But here we have a wise man climbing the walls that men have built to show the people that they should not place their confidence in those walls. Why is this? What is God telling us here? How does this apply to us in these modern times of unwalled cities? One of the main obligations of a preacher of the Word of God is to point people to Christ as the one and only Savior. The wise man knows that Christ is the one and only one in which to place his confidence, for there is no other. But pointing people to a Savior presupposes their need for a Savior. It presupposes a misplaced confidence if whatever they place their confidence in is not Christ. These are the people who live in the city of the mighty, as mentioned in this proverb. These are the people who are confident in the strength of that with which they have surrounded themselves. These are the people who put their trust in the mighty workings of man, the cities of the mighty. What are the cities of the mighty? What are the cities that a wise man will climb to show that the walls are weak, to show that they are not worthy of confidence? Well, pride of life is a city that is trusted in. Wealth is another city where the walls are high and strong. The city of power makes a man feel secure and provides walls which he thinks no one can penetrate. What about the city of self-esteem or the city of self-confidence or self-reliance? What about the city of good works? There are more cities in which man attempts to take refuge than we can imagine. From what cities do we seek protection? What cities have we built? In what cities do we place our confidence? Is there anything that man can build in which he can place eternal confidence? Anything at all? This proverb tells us that a wise man is not afraid to climb the walls of the city of the mighty and show those who trust in walls that those walls are not worthy of their trust. The wise man is to involve himself in the demolition, in the tearing down of those walls. The walls of the city of the mighty are nothing to the wise man. They present no problem to the wisdom of the wise man, for wisdom is far above any mighty city. One of the major responsibilities of a preacher is to scale the walls of the city of the mighty, and by wisdom, one by one, tear down those cities that men substitute for the only true city that is trustworthy, the Lord Jesus Christ. They are to tear down the strength of the confidence that men place in those cities. Don't be irritated when your pastor preaches negatively. Preachers are to be negative about the things in which men place their confidence and are to be positive about the city that God has prepared for his own. They are to be positive about the only one worthy of our confidence, and they are to tear down all those things that keep a man from the true and mighty city, Jesus Christ. The message of this verse appears again in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And again in Matthew 18:8, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. The message is clear. Power is no strong city. Imaginations shall perish. Every high thing shall be brought low. Wealth will not endure. Pride of life brings destruction. Self-esteem and self-confidence and self-reliance will only reveal wickedness, and the city of good works produces filthy rags. And even if your hands or feet are your confidence instead of God, Jesus tells us to cut them off rather than lose out on eternal life. All wise men, all wise women scale the city of the mighty and cast down the strength of the confidence thereof.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.